So what is the risk and the return from conventional assets? Most of the people have bank saving accounts. That's where they put the money because it's a safe way to store the money there, much better than under your bed. It allows you to withdraw relatively large amount of cash quickly, but will reward you with a relatively low interest between 0 and 2% per year. The government usually insures such deposits up to around 30,000 euros, around 100,000 kroner in Sweden. If you want a higher return, then you have to lock up your money for a longer time. This is possible via a bank certificate of deposit, which will pay you anything between 3 and 5% per year. For such long-term investment, it becomes important to distinguish the annual percentage rate from the annual percentage yield, APR and APY. If you invest 1 euro with an APR of 10%, then your total wealth will grow with 10% each year, starting from 1, after 1 year you will have 1.1, after 2 years 1.2, and so on, after 9 years 1.9, and you will have double amount of money after 10 years. That's in the case of the APR. If you have an APY of 10%, then after 1 year, you will not reinvest the unit at the beginning, but you will invest also the product from the return. That means you will invest 10% of 1.1, which will give you 1.21 after 2 years instead of 1.2. Therefore, your growth will be much faster, and the wealth, your portfolio, will double already after 7 years and 3 months, not 10 years. So an APY of 10% is much better than an APR of 10%. Now, usually this compounding is easier if you're doing it in a continuous manner. That means you're not compounding it every year, but you're compounding it at every minute or every second. This continuous compounding yields to an exponential growth, which becomes easy to deal with, an exponential function if you have to calculate it. So a 10% continuous yield, in fact, corresponds to an even higher yield, and 10.51 APY. If you 10% continuous yield has a higher annual percentage yield. With a continuous yield, it becomes easy to scale the amount of money back and forth in time by multiplication of a simple exponential factor. This exponential is called the discount factor and will be used many times in this course. Finally, concerning the bank certificate of deposits, note that the brokerage houses often insure a deposit up to approximately 500,000 euros. If you want to have a possibility of withdrawing the money more freely, you have to go to an alternative investment, which you can do, for example, in the money market fund. There the performance is similar to the bank certificate of deposits, but you will have a slightly higher risk for the possibility of selling that good at any time, since it's traded on the market. In fact, a money market fund is set up by a fund manager who will pick up bonds for a certain management commission. He he will take part in the gains you are doing. And in fact, most of the management costs are of the order of 1/5 of the total earnings. If you expect something like 5% yield, you will in fact lose 1% in management costs, giving you only 4% of yield instead of 5. If you want to take higher risk, you can, instead of a money market fund, take a mutual or a hedge fund. There, the fund manager defines an investment strategy. For example, he may want to invest only in certain countries. You may decide that investing in China has good potential for the future since it's a country which is bound to grow in the next 20 to 30 years. Or he may invest in specific industries. If you believe that biotechnology is the future, then go into a fund which invests in biotech. Or some managers take only very small companies, the small caps. Other funds take very high risk or very low risk. So there's a whole area of funds which combine different assets. And the principle is always the same. This fund manager buys goods all along time, and at the end of every day, gives the price for the total holding of his fund. That's the so-called net asset value. And you will buy a fraction of this fund and follow the price of this net asset value as a function of time, hoping that this net asset value will grow as quickly as possible. Now, usually, these funds are compared with market indices. For example, the NASDAQ Top 100, which includes the 100 biggest shares in NASDAQ. And the funds then try to exceed the value of this average. Unfortunately, since most of the investments nowadays are being carried out through funds, half of the funds roughly underperform the market index. So even though they will never advertise this, it is very often that buying a fund will give you less than investing directly in the market index. Therefore, knowing that this is true, the fund managers and the firms dealing with this usually take contradicting strategies. For example, today it is uncertain whether the stock will rise further or go down. Therefore, I can set up two funds. One which looks for a move upward and one which moves for a move downward. After 2 or 3 years, I will have won with one of the funds and lost with the other. To advertise, it will be simple to discard the fund which did not perform well, and I will simply convince you that I had a good strategy with the fund which outperformed the index. That's the way you can catch customers in an easy way, in a guaranteed way, even though half of the people will have been disappointed with the performance of the fund which is not advertised. What is sure with funds is that you will have to pay management fees. These are of the order of 1 to 2% and are certain to be paid. Therefore, in average, funds usually underperform the market indices like NASDAQ 100. In your case, you will have the knowledge to do the hedging yourself, and you should try to avoid fees all the time. If you assume a 10% annual percentage yield from an investment, and compare your performance with the performance of the same type of investment minus the fees which are paid in management costs, 2%. You will have, after 7 years, double your own portfolio, while it will take 9 years with a fund manager. Even longer term, after 38 years, you will in fact have doubled your own portfolio with respect to the portfolio managed with a cost of 2%. If I let you now calculate how big the amplification factor is after 38 years, how much money you can make with a 10% APY.